KB4CBA0TR.
0TR, KB4CBA, what are you doing, Tom?
I was just watching a one-hour episode on Hulu of a series we've been watching called Justified. It's kind of interesting. Violent, but interesting. And that's about the most violent we've ever seen in our lives. Anyways, Rusty just checked positive for the COVID, Dave.
Buddy. Well, I was supposed to get checked today, but they're closed today because it's raining. Because I needed a day off. Anyway, so I'm going to get checked tomorrow. I'm going to pick up some prescriptions right now.
The fever?
KB4CBA, no, I'm not. I don't think I have. I just have a bad cold, I think. But I do ache all over, but I mean you can have that from a cold, and I'm not running a fever, so, and I'm not coughing, so, but anyway, the doctor ordered it, so I guess he just wants to err on the side of caution.
Rusty he had a fever and was feeling rough, and his doctor's office had a deal where you drove up and they tested it, and supposedly it took 15 minutes, but it was a little longer. But he said it was positive. I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, I can see where when you go out there and sweat and in the cold and that playing tennis, that's not a good combination for even a healthy person.
Doing it ever since this started. But, anyway, you know, I mean, I'm not going around licking all the handrails and stuff, but trying to get it, but, you know, I don't want to sit around the house, you know, and do nothing, because that's not good for me either.
Yeah, my daughter said, Dad is just a crapshoot. They've been back now for, how many days they've been back from Florida, Bernice? It's been about a week, so I'm just still crossing my fingers. They flew down there and then they had to drive back, which was probably a better combination. But nobody showed up with it, and we haven't went around them. But it makes it really rough, like Rusty. You don't have anybody to go get groceries or anything, so you'll have to use that ordering service where you order them ahead of time.
Yep, that's kind of rough. I mean, yeah, the worst thing is, you know, they tell you you got it, and then they can't give you anything for it. So, you know, in a way, it's useless to get the test because, you know, unless it gets worse and they have to put you in the hospital, there's really nothing they can do for you.
Going to give him some prescriptions for something. And he was waiting on the pharmacy to bring it out to him. I think there is now. I think they can give you some sort of help, but who knows? My neighbor had it, and she didn't have hardly any symptoms of it. And she got over it without any complications, and a lot of them do, but a lot of them don't.
I didn't know they were giving them anything because I don't think my son-in-law and my daughter had it, and I don't think their doctor gave them anything for it, and they just toughed it out, and you know, and they did fine, but it's like having a bad case of the flu.
We'll hope that's the the way it turns out with Rusty. You know, it's worse for us old geezers, but you're in good health and all, and that's great. And I'm in fair health, so, except for the heart failure part. But I can't wait to get that shot. I'm sure it'll give you a little fever and a headache and achy bones overnight, but I still would take it when it comes available. I got a doctor's appointment Tuesday, but VA hasn't said anything about giving out shots yet.
I'm not a veteran, but from everything I've heard, I'm not really impressed with the VA, so... Pardon me, pardon my skepticism, but I think y'all get the crappiest deal of everybody. They'll let you go to any doctor you want to and pay for it, dadgummit. But that's just my two cents worth. But anyway, I hope you're one of the first ones to get it. I mean, get the vaccine, that is.
Well, thank you, Dave. Maurice has cardiovascular disease, you know, and stents and whatnot. So, after this 75-year-old and older gets it, well, we should be in line. And I can't say that about the VA down here. It's been wonderful compared to what it was up in Kansas. Down at the Greenville Clinic anyways. I just can't say that much about them. Now, there are certain areas that they have problems with, like some of the guys are eligible for dental and that, and it's been a nightmare. And they're just now getting back on their feet because they had nobody. But as far as the doctors go, my doctor's as fine as there is, although I don't use it for my primary care. I just go every 6 months and have a checkup and get my medications from there. So I'm very thankful for them. And they do have an act now that Trump passed. It's a Mission Act, I think they call it. And if a doctor isn't available, they'll send you to a civilian doctor, and they pay for it.
That, but I don't know. It's just the wait and the wait time, and I don't know if you've ever been in the VA hospital in Charleston, but. Gosh, I can remember back in the 80s when I was down there and I had to go see one of our church members, and I was just appalled at the condition of the facility, ceiling falling in. I mean, that place wasn't even, it should have been condemned to build a whole building.
Conditions. I know I had to be in the VA hospital. I can't remember how long it was after I got back from Vietnam, and I was there a week, and it was in Wichita, Kansas, and it was pretty appalling. And even after having a consultant tell them what surgery to do on me to alleviate a lot of my pain, they didn't follow his instruction. They turned a bunch of college kids loose on me to jab and poke and stick. And I just finally got tired of it after 5 days. And I said, if you're not going to do what that consultant thoracic surgeon said, I said, you just send me on home. And I was in a great deal of pain. So they sent me on home. I didn't enjoy it at all. In Kansas City, I remember it's been quite a few years back. The conditions were like you said. They even found maggots in a wound of some vet up there in the hospital. But they've improved a lot, and they do the best they can with what they got, I think. And now I don't like going to Columbia. I was sent down there for many, many times for tests and stuff, and But at least they did it. It's better than they did up in Kansas, but that's a zoo. You have to park out a long ways from the facility, and if it's cold, I can't walk that far. And if it's really, really hot, I can't walk that far. And all of the handicapped places are always taken up. But again, you know, like down here, they got, I don't know how many thousand, I heard a figure one time, 8,000 people to take care of, and X amount of doctors, and it'd just be pretty tough on their end too, Dave.
KB4CBA. Well, yeah, I know. I know there's enough doctors to go around, but see, that's not their problem. It's not the doctor's problem. It's the people running it, which is the United States government, and our veterans ought to be taken better care of. But anyway, well, I'm in the parking lot here. I get my prescriptions from Memorial Hospital, the upstate pharmacy, which is inside, and of course you can't go in, so they have a little drive-thru thing, and so I'm on the perimeter road here, and driving around to the pharmacy side of the pharmacy entrance side, and then I'll get in line and pick up my prescription.
I'm fortunate. I got Medicare, and then I got gap insurance, and that's how I handle it. But get you some emergency, take that, and some vitamin D, and they found that to be beneficial for the COVID, and it's cheap. So get some of that, and even some melatonin helps, they say. So you take care. I hope you get feeling better, Jay. Maybe I'll catch you on the way home. KB4CBA and 0TR73.
Tom, well, don't get in any trouble. And I know Bernice is taking good care of you. My goodness, there's no line. This is unreal. Can't believe it. All right, well, we'll talk to you. Talk to you later. 0TRKB4CBA Mobile.